which I'm sure is very exciting for Dane Zorko, because the Brisbane Lions have had a fantastic weekend. They've been enormous, and a big win over Fremantle. In fact, the most emphatic victory I can remember from Brisbane for quite some time. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Dane.
Good morning, guys.
It was a big week for your footy club. Big Josh Jackie re-signs, a bit of air of positivity around the footy club, and then you go and produce that against Fremantle. What changed?
Not a lot changed. I think it was just a bit of reward for effort for the boys, to be honest. We've worked extremely hard and probably just hadn't got the results or played that four-quarter effort for the first 10 rounds of the year. And I guess it just all clicked for us on Saturday afternoon. And also, yeah, great news that Josh Jackie signed on for another 2 years.
It has been an education process. A new coach comes in, and obviously David Noble's an important part of the whole system up there at Brisbane. And he's teaching a new plan. You've got to buy into that. You've got to learn it. You've got to work together under that into the heat of AFL battle, which is not easy at the best of times. So how frustrating or satisfying has it been? Because I'm sure there's been ends of the spectrum that you've been feeling week in, week out.
Yeah, I think it's just those inconsistencies that we had to take out of our game. And on the weekend, we were able to produce that four-quarter effort. But I think as a club, we understand the position we're in. All the players understand that it's going to be a process to get ourselves back up the ladder again. And that's something that Chris Fagan and Doug have certainly addressed to us and told us every week that things aren't going to just change overnight. It's going to take a lot of hard work. The boys are bought into that, and I think on the weekend we just saw a little bit of a snippet and a little bit of a reward for effort for what we've been able to work on and achieve in the first 10 rounds.
Dane, a lot of your early career was up forward and deep forward. Last couple of years in the midfield, you must be relishing that freedom up the ground a bit more?
Did my apprenticeship in the forward line, as they say. Yeah. it's always nice to get up into the midfield. I think every majority of the players want to come into an AFL system and play in the midfield straight away. But, took my time to get in there, and now, loving the opportunity of playing alongside Rockcliffe and Beams in the midfield.
And how important is having Dane Beams back? Like, we know he's a star down here, but he's had his injury problems. But when you throw him in there with Rocky and yourself, you actually got some real midfield depth.
Yeah, absolutely. He's such an important player for us. He always just seems to find the ball, and he works extremely hard, and he's worked extremely hard to get his injuries right over the last 12 months. So to have him back, I guess it kind of takes a little bit of weight off Rocky's shoulders, especially because Rocky's probably, his number one clearance player in the AFL at the moment. But having Dane there as well, it's just another target that the opposition then has to find someone to go with. So he's such an important player for us, and just his leadership as well. Obviously the captain of our club now, but what he does off field is so important and valuable for our team.
And you touched on Rocky. I think he's a reflection. It seems like Chris Fagan wants you mids to take the ball forward more, because previous years, Rocky would get a lot of touches and, you know, help out down back. But it seems like you guys in the midfield, you're pushing forward hard, you know, with yourself and Beams hitting the scoreboard well, and Rocky getting a lot more inside 50s.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah. I mean, we just trust everyone in the team that they're going to be able to play their role for the team, and that allows us to get forward a little bit more and take their opportunities when they come to us. So it hasn't necessarily been a focus for us to get the ball more forward, but I guess when we've got some really good halfbackers in Daniel Rich, Sam Mays, the way they move the ball allows us to get forward and potentially hit the scoreboard.
Dana, I know you're tight with Rocky, and I know you're really proud of what he's been able to do this year after what happened at the end of last year. Can you just explain why you're so proud of him?
Oh, I thought probably a lot of unfair criticism towards Tom especially, and to cop all that and then to come back the way he has this pre-season and perform the way he has, it's just outstanding. And just couldn't be more proud of the way that he's approached it. And he understands that we've got an extremely young list, and he wants to be a part of helping us grow into the future. And his performance is on film this year to be the number one clearance player in the AFL and playing in such good form. It's just a real good, huge credit to himself, and he's definitely helping us develop a lot quicker.
And what makes him, in your eyes, as someone that plays with him every week, what makes him such a good player?
Oh, I just think he's elite hands. I know a lot of players pride themselves on being clean, but he's just exceptional. And once he reads the ball and reads the play so well off the ruckman's hands, and just gets himself into a position that allows the outside players, like myself, to get the ball. So and also his leadership. I think that's been probably heavily criticised over the last few years, but what he shows out on the field and what he does behind the scenes is a true credit to himself.
What about the criticism on the Brisbane Lions full stop in the last couple of years? It's almost they've been seen as a bit of an anchor to the competition, just this team up north that nobody sort of cares too much about and haven't performed so wild we bother. Do you reckon it's been unfair considering the stage you've gone through, or do you reckon it's warranted to a degree?
I'm probably going to say it's unfair, aren't I?
I don't know. That's why I asked.
Yeah, look, I don't know. I guess we as a club have probably felt a little bit irrelevant in the competition over the past few years. I know that's something that we've definitely addressed over the off season, was how can we make ourselves more relevant in the competition again. And I feel like we're slowly building that back up into the competition again. That with a few of our games this year, we've really been in them for the majority of the game and just fallen over late. So we feel like we're starting to build that. Not so much reputation, but we're starting to build up again to be relevant in the competition, and that's something we're really striving towards, to be relevant in the AFL again. Because yeah, you're right, we probably have fallen off the face of the earth, and probably the easy beats kind of the competition. Some teams may see us as that, so we would certainly want to change that view. And I think the steps are in place now, and we're just growing towards getting stronger and better each week.
So how important is Chris Fagan in all this? Because we had Sam Dockett in here last week. He was talking about Brendan Bolton and the environment. It's like going to school. Everything's such a learning and education process when they get to work, so to speak, in the build-up to a game. What's it been like? What's the environment like that Chris Fagan's created up there at Brisbane, and why is it different?
Yeah, I guess exactly the same. It's just that we understand that the position that we're in, and he's kind of brought in an environment that you got to grow every time you take the track, every time you play, is another opportunity to grow and improve your game. And that's something that the boys have really taken on board and get excited about, coming to training every day, wanting to grow, wanting to get better at their game. And I think we're slowly starting to see the rewards of that. There's going to be inconsistencies along the way, but that's just another opportunity for us to learn. So that's probably been the biggest strength that he's brought in, and his relationship with the players. And it's more about yourself as a person than it is about the football player, and I think the players really enjoy that Chris cares about you, just not the footballer, but as the person as well.
Dane, second half of the year, we've got everyone lives in a super coach dream team world for all those people. You've got a lot of young talent. Who can we see bob up for Brisbane and, you know, play in the second half of the year that we haven't seen just yet?
Alex Witherden's one.
Good Geelong boy, actually, Alex Witherden.
Yeah, he is. He's playing superb in the reserves at the moment. He's just, his ability to break the lines, and such a good user of the football. I can see him breaking into the side soon. So he's one. We've already seen Cedric Cox play, but he'd probably get another opportunity. I thought he played really well on the weekend in the reserves as well. So we've got a lot of, our reserves are going really well at the moment. I think they're sitting second on the ladder, only dropped the two games. So our reserves are doing everything right, really pushing the senior players to get better.
We started the conversation with touching on Josh Sackey. I want to end it talking about Josh and the impact it had on the football club when you all found out that he was actually staying.
Yeah, we actually got to talk to me, and I don't think the room's ever been that loud. So the boys are so excited that he has recommitted to the club. Kind of felt that he always wanted to stay. It was just getting it done, and but he's come back from his time off and looks refreshed and looks re-energised and ready for a good second half of the year. So the boys were absolutely wrapped for him, and everyone got around him, and everyone supported him the whole way through the process as well. So really excited that he stayed on, and hopefully we'll see him back in the seniors soon.
What's more important, the fact that he's staying because he's a good young player, or is it just that it gives the whole group the confidence that he's a young guy that actually wants to stay, as opposed to what's happened in the past at Brisbane? What's more important to you?
Yeah, I think that's probably right. I think it just gives the other guys who are out of contract, the younger guys, that, oh, well, Josh being such a presence at our football club, well, if he's staying, then we want to stay as well. And I think him re-signing is just huge for the club. Obviously, the guys that left a few years ago, for a number two draft pick to want to stay and want to be a part of our future, gives the confidence the club great confidence that we are on the right track and we are doing things right.
Well, no doubt about that. And it was wonderful news, I think, for the whole football community. We all loved the fact that Josh stayed. And it certainly seemed to give you some buoyant performance on the weekend against Freo. Another big challenge this weekend, of course. You've got Port Adelaide in Adelaide on Saturday day. And it's going to be a huge opportunity for you to frank the form, I suppose, of what you did on the weekend against Freo. Good luck. You're in career best form. It's great to watch. And we wish you the best on the weekend. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Dane Zorko with us from the Brisbane Lions. His numbers this year are through the roof.
He's in amazing form this year. He's one of only five players to average 25 possessions and a goal a game.
In a team that struggles, I think his numbers are extraordinary. They really are. Considering the team struggles. I always enjoy talking to Dane Zorko, Tom Rockliffe or Dane Beams. They're very honest and they give us great insight when you chat to them. You hope they do well because I reckon they deserve it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, they've gone through some tough times.
Well, would they have?
If they were playing in some of the good teams in Melbourne, or because we're in Melbourne, I reckon we'd be thinking of them as absolute stars of the competition.
Well, he's certainly a star this year, Dane Zorko, and it was great news for the competition with Josh Jacky signing with the Brisbane Lions, and of course the win on the weekend as well to make them, as he said, more relevant in the competition. Mm.